Yeah, it's the 1st of October, so we're going to get that harvest moon here any second. It's John Gibson. It is the Morning Digestion. Okay, Neil, thank you. Let's get down to business here. Every so often I have to claim I'm a little mystified about what is going on. And this is one of those times. The papers, I mean, really, you know, all of them follow the lead of the Washington Post and the New York Times. So both these stories, both those papers are carrying these stories. Trump pushed Australia to help on the investigation of the Mueller probe, and they characterize this as personal political interests. In other words, they're trying to expand the Democrats' list of impeachable offenses from the call with Zelensky, the Ukrainian president, to these calls to Australia and probably to other countries as well, because Trump said, and Bill Barr said, we're going to take a look at how this FBI, CIA, Mueller probe of Trump got started. And this is all has to do with, Peter Strzok and Andy McCabe and Jim Comey and all of it. And they've said for a long time, we're going to do this. And so there they are going ahead and doing this just as promised. And it's being touted as yet another reason to impeach him. And that the aim of finding out what was going on in that Mueller probe or what started the Mueller probe is personal political interest. No, it is not. That is a national political interest. It's not a personal political interest. And yet, you know, characterizing it as such makes it sound like, well, here's another reason to impeach him. Washington Post, Barr asked foreign governments to help investigating the FBI and CIA, just like he said he would, nonetheless. Okay. So now the Wall Street Journal, Pompeo was part of the Ukraine call. Okay. So what? I mean, what? Washington Post, Trump says, yep, I want to know who that whistleblower is. Now, this supposedly is an implicit threat of retaliation against whistleblower, which is another cause for impeachment. Washington Post, guess what? The whistleblower actually can't remain anonymous. Oh, well, isn't that interesting? New York Times, Rudy subpoenaed, and Trump doubles down on discovering the identity of the whistleblower. Washington Post, nearly half support impeachment. Nearly. Not half. Nearly. New York Post, will impeachment lead to an October market crash? It's the most dangerous month. Politico, Trump cranks up the grievance machine and claims to be the victim. Well, he is. New York Times, the super secret secure White House computer system, which in the whistleblower says this call with Zelensky and a call with Putin were put on this super secret White House computer system. Like, so? So you couldn't get to it and leak it? Man, what an offense. Let's impeach him over that. New York Times, big sort of laudatory, really sort of fanzine approach. Rachel Maddow has been waiting for this forever. Yeah, she's a partisan tub thumper on MSNBC, and she's been waiting for an impeachment for a long time. I mean, nobody thinks that Trump is going to be removed from office, that he'll be convicted in the Senate. And, you know, these Democrats apparently just feel that they are compelled to do this. Now, yesterday I told you so. if they got the House, there was going to be impeachment. And that, you know, this was something that Trump should have thought about in his first 2 years was, you know, don't upset the apple cart by letting these people take the House. Now, there it is. Now, I see stories that he's really afraid of this and he doesn't want to be tarred with impeachment. And I see other stories saying that he actually looks forward to this because it makes him out as a victim and he'll run against the Democrats on this impeachment thing. I think the latter is true. I think that he's going to be able to run against the Democrats on their overreach on impeachment. I mean, somebody pointed out yesterday on TV, what are they going to do for the next year? I mean, they got a whole year till the election, and they got the whole election campaign, and all they can't push the 442-page Mueller report. It's just too big and too detailed and too boring. So now they got this very simple thing. Oh, we said this bad thing to the Ukraine president. Okay, you said that yesterday. You're going to say it today. You're going to say it tomorrow. Then what? You're going to say that every day for a year? Politics. New York Times. This is like sort of a little shot across the bow. Lizzie and Bernie's plans to tax wealth would reshape the American economy. I mean, those multi-billionaires that we know and love, don't we? They wouldn't have that much. I think they said if this plan had been in place in 1982, that's a long time, but it sort of says to them, well, imagine this going forward, that these people would have only 20% of the wealth they have today. New York Times, Bernie raised $25 million from small donors in the last 3 months. That is a lot. Mayor Pete raised $19 million. That's in the New York Times as well. Nate Cohn says Lizzie's biggest obstacle, even though she's coming on strong and is about to pass Bernie and Biden in some key states, her biggest obstacle is the ordinary Democrat voter, who does not subscribe to the things that she is proposing and demanding. Washington Post, Republican state senator in Virginia packs a pistol, pisses people off. They're kind of predicting she's going to lose. I don't know. It's kind of a local story. You know, it's one of those stories that reminds one that the Washington Post, for all of its importance as a national paper, is really seriously a local paper in Virginia. Axios, Texas Republicans admit there's a problem. They're talking about the Texas members of Congress who've resigned. One of them is Mac Thornberry, who is actually my congressman here in Northern Texas. Now, I can just tell you, I mean, they're making out as well. Mac Thornberry is resigning, so there must be some problem. Whatever Mac Thornberry is up to, is not worried about being reelected. I mean, that would not be a problem. Unless there's some hidden thing, some scandal that I don't know about. But he's straight as an arrow, and he's very popular, and he evidently has something else to do, and a Republican will win and take his seat. Is it a different situation down on the Rio Grande River, which has a large Hispanic population? Yeah, it probably is. There's probably some somebody down there like Will Hurd who would lose to a Democrat. Okay, this is just outrageous. I have it under Social Justice Warrior. New York Times: Eat less meat turns out to be wrong. This is a study done by, you know, scientists and published, I think, in a medical journal called the Annals of Internal Medicine, I think, which is supposedly is well respected and stuff. It says there's just no evidence that eating meat, including red meat, is going to hurt you. It's been said to be a threat of, you know, constitute a threat for heart attacks and cancer and all that. And then this study said, no. So then there's another piece in the New York Times that says, oh, okay, so it's not bad for you or as bad as we thought, but it's terrible for the planet, so don't eat this stuff. And then a third piece in the New York Times, but remember, studies are really sucky and that meat is still going to kill you. This story just drives me nuts. Washington Post had a big story a couple days ago about a 12-year-old black girl in Virginia who said three 12-year-old white boys held her down and cut her hair, her dreads. Washington Post carried it. It was one of these, we're still in the days of slavery pieces. And it turned out she made it up. She just made it up. I could not find a mention of it in the Washington Post. Not a single word. I could be wrong. Maybe they hid it someplace. But you would think, since they got it so wrong, since they sent out an African-American female reporter to report on this who was just absolutely credulous. Oh, yes, this happened to this girl. Oh, my God, these white boys are 12 years old and they're already racist. Turns out she just fucking made it up. Under the heading Iran-China-NOCO, Iran says it's going to execute a CIA spy. That's in the Washington Post. Wall Street Journal, a California tour guide was spying for China. This is weird. I mean, he was a tour guide. And apparently, he was doing things like dead drops where he'd go rent a hotel room, leave the key for somebody, and put money in the hotel room, and then leave a key for somebody, and they'd come and take the money and leave the stuff that they'd, the spy stuff, and then he'd come back and get the spy stuff and send it off to China. Okay. Wall Street Journal, U.S. bans Chinese-owned oil tankers. They were hauling Iran oil, sanctions violations, all of them. This, I think it's called Costco, COSCO, and the U.S. has banned all of them, can't come into U.S. ports. North Korea says nuke talks will resume this week. That's in the New York Post. There you go. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, cops are busting vaping stashes. You know, this is in the New York Times. The theory here is that these are vaping products that include THC. So that's why they're busting them. But, there's a strong hint here. We're going after vaping, period. Oh, by the way, the LA Times, it was Obama who stopped the FDA from banning vaping. This is kind of a big deal. Wall Street Journal, other places, Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, signed a law which will allow paying college players. So if you, let's say, play for UC Berkeley, Cal, UCLA, USC, and you're a star player, you can sell the rights to your image and name. People are predicting all kinds of things like, oh, this is going to hurt college football programs because right now they have the rights to sell a player's image and name. And they amass huge amounts of money for it, which I think has been, a locus of corruption. And the players have been taking money from alumni to get around the fact they can't earn money playing essentially a professional sport on behalf of the colleges. So I'm kind of for this. It seems only fair. Why should the colleges make all the money on a player's name and image? Maybe the player should. Anyway, we'll see what happens. There's predictions it's going to be a real big mess in college football. Aww. This in the LA Times. California can no longer suspend students for being on their phones. Why have school? Just let them sit outside on their phones. San Francisco Chronicle, a Yahoo engineer hacked 6,000 accounts and stole sex pictures. There you go. you know, he had access to, you know, get into people's passwords and stuff. And, you know, he targeted young women, young good-looking women, and stole their sex pictures. There you go. Boy, this impeachment. It's just going to be a mess for a long time. So the email address is host@johngibson.com, and the bitch box is 859-544-2766. 1st of October, we're starting our harvest month. All right, see you on the premium podcast a little bit later.